Hi, I'm Chris Penwell from ActiveQuest.
And I'm Joseph Yaden.
We are a video game podcast that takes a deep dive into the news, covering the latest gaming trends and stories pertaining to the industry.
We also do our best to cover the most recent games and like to have an ongoing discussion with the audience.
You can contact us on Twitter at ActiveQuestShow
or via email at ActiveQuestPodcast@gmail.com.
Please leave us a review on iTunes if you like what you hear. You can also find us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play.
We appreciate you listening, everyone.
And now, onto the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast from the 80s. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant, Captain Spaulding Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd, Guy Fox Fortner. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Trent is Todd, Guy Fox
Fortner. Trent is Todd. I almost choked on my own throat. I don't know how you do that.
I need to say... I need to tell that story one day. Let's be honest with the people up front. This whole episode is going to be probably a little bit different than any episode that we've done. Because we both got up today with full intentions of doing a simple top seven.
Yes.
You know, you come to the show every day. You know, we'll get back to the introduction for those who haven't done this. But this is for the STT Triple OGs. We apologize. We lacking. And I'm macking, and we slipping, and I'm pimping on this lovely, beautiful Saturday morning. I don't know if it's the energy being dispersed by the pyramids of Giza or whatever happened, but we both could not figure out a way to put a top seven Epic Studio games list together. Neither one of us. We both got up and was like, hey, man, that's your list?
That would be it, man. Like, that's the truth. That's the reality. So we were going to do top seven Epic games, top seven Epic Fortnite Studio, the people who make that. But we both looked at the list and we'd be like, I think all of mine would be Unreal Tournament and like Gears of War. And
all right, and hold on, let's take it to a deeper level on how we even got to this point, because I think what was the first, we were going to be childish as fuck and do top seven Blizzard games coming off all that kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just being fucking, I don't know. Just being a,
and then I propose top seven Tencent games, even more childish,
right?
Like, because Tencent's got that movie coming out too, Terminator. They produce that comes out next week, Terminator Dark Fate. That's part of their Tencent movie line.
Come on, 50 Cent, save us.
Come on, 50
Cent. We need 50 Cent to save us from this, the G Unit version.
If you control Ja Rule as hard as you do, you control China. Come on. Come on.
So then we was like, let's just settle in on the Epic Game Store shit and Fortnite and Goopity Gop. And we both figured, okay, that'll be something light for the people, because whatever else. And it just, I don't know, we couldn't make it. So I don't know what this episode is going to be. This is going to be what it is for this time.
It's a disaster. This episode is a disaster. It's trying to make a show when we don't have shit to talk about right now. It's hilarious to me. Welcome to the show, people. We got a few things. I got a few things here. But no, we could talk about the idea of making a podcast too, because I really think people think. So there's a thing that people think about making shows, that it's just me and Todd getting together talking, and the part of that is, don't get me wrong, the part of the show is me and Todd getting together, but you have to understand something. Me and Todd have a brotherly connection. Like, we're family. Like, this is how this works. We've been talking for years. We just know how to talk to each other.
True story.
But this show is to show you guys, if you think you could just get on a mic with a loose subject and just talk, sometimes you're going to find yourself just holding your own dick and just going, oops.
Right. And we're on that ledge for you guys right now. So yeah. Enjoy
the cringe fest, people. I'm just saying. If this is your first time joining us, though, welcome to the show. This is just, I'm going to go ahead and drop the ad break here for the ad break. All right.
There's an ad break?
There's an ad break.
Oh, man. Man, okay.
Hi, I'm Chris Penwell from ActiveQuest.
And I'm Joseph Yaden.
We are a video game podcast that takes a deep dive into the news, covering the latest gaming trends and stories pertaining to the industry.
We also do our best to cover the most recent games and like to have an ongoing discussion with the audience.
You can contact us on Twitter at ActiveQuestShow
or via email at ActiveQuestPodcast@gmail.com.
Please leave us a review on iTunes if you like what you hear. You can also find us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play.
We appreciate you listening, everyone.
And now, onto the show.
What happened?
All right, back into the show. I dropped the ad break in there.
All right. Shit. I thought the shit, it froze for real.
So, if this is your first time joining us, me and Todd get together every week and we talk about video games. We usually talk about what we've been playing, the news, and a roundtable. Go back to last week's episode if you want to hear an actual episode of this show. I'm just going to say, go. I don't have the energy. Todd, I was off yesterday. We also sometimes talk about a top seven.
Caligula. Shout out to Cambodia's architecture. I was watching some shit, man. For real, man. I got excited about Cambodia. I felt like I was a part of it. When they started talking about Cambodia, I felt connected. Oh, man.
Cambodia is a place that I still want to visit. I really
My bad, man. I forgot. I got you off track, bro. My bad.
No worries.
What were you talking about?
We're talking about... So,
oh, okay. Yeah, being off yesterday being and off. Your Caligula.
Yes. I hired somebody from I hired them to come to my house and rub my feet down with coconut oil because I was like, I need that experience again. I just can't deal with the real life of being in charge, Todd.
Just you and Sonic. And Robert Kraft and Meek Mill all hanging out in the same room.
Meek Mill.
With Sonic. Boom, 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 boom.
Free Meek. And free Meek.
Free, bro. He's free, bro. Don't put him back in jail.
No, that's true. He is free. Don't put him back there. Please.
No.
But no, so usually we get together earlier in the week and we talk about what we want to talk about this week. And then sometimes... 99% of the time, this shit comes together like booty cheeks.
Right.
To quote you. Clap, clap.
To quote me, to quote Stacy, happy belated birthday once again. Yes.
Like, quoting the people who make this show possible. And I say that because our experiences in life are what make this show possible, and that includes the people we've engaged with over time, including slightly racist motherfuckers at work who try to hide that shit. It's true.
Oh, God.
It's 100% true.
Oh, Mr. Fleck.
Oh, man. Mr. Fleck, what are you doing today?
I'm dancing like the clown you want me to be.
Speaking of that, I started Three from Hell last night.
Hey, that's what's up. Hold on, let me say this before I forget. It is also Retropalooza weekend in Arlington. Yeah. So if you're in the area, I'm trying to touch down there for a second, man. I always got to shout out my boy Pixel Art. Paintings
for sure.
You look them up. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie. If you ever seen a video like that Mike Tyson shit in the back, he did that one. You know, credits to him.
He did the Sonic one, right?
Yeah, he did the Sonic one too. Of course, I had to get the Sonic one. I had to get the Sonic one for that shit. So dope. I think he got. Yeah, I love it. That was the first one I got. The Sonic one. As much as we reference Sonic as far as his cocaine addiction, I figure it's only right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To support a proper artist. With the shit. I appreciate the support as well, you dig? Girls of Dallas with Stina Glitters.
Yeah.
Dope. I think they out there.
Boogie.
I don't know. I think that's what we had. Boogie conversation up there was pretty cool, so I might go check him out for a second. Try to flip through there real quick. But even if I can't make it, if you fuck with the show, just, you know, support those folks. Those are good people to fuck with.
Yeah, and if you talk to Boogie, tell him I've been watching his TikTok.
I'm
subscribed
weird,
to his TikTok.
Oh yeah, hold on, man. Let me do my top seven Epic games for about 10 Cent, who owns all of us a little bit. Gears of War 1 is my game. Gears of War 2, and probably maybe Gears of War 5. Bulletstorm was fun. I don't know. It's like I want to say Fortnite, but then there's part of me that wants to say fuck Fortnite. I feel some type of way, but I didn't. Maybe I'm just hating. That's not seven. That's how we did. That's how we got here this morning.
That's exactly how we got here.
This has never happened before.
No, I mean, mine would literally, I was looking through the list and I was like, I would have to lie. Is this what ED feels like?
ED.
Yes.
Is this what it?
Yes. I think. I've never had it. But I'm pretty sure. Like, this is probably what it feels like. So is ED just not able to get hard? Or is it also not being able to ejaculate? That's the question. I don't know the answer to that.
What's the time marker?
I don't know. It's staying in. I'm not editing jack shit in this episode. This is going out just this way. Just this way. Welcome to the show, people.
Fuck it. You're right. You're right on certain shit.
Like this
they
get to hear us talk about just the random shit that we normally talk about.
I mean, we just ride the razor's edge, though. It could almost always be the last week and this today's society. So many angles from the TikToks. TikToks is going to get you. You already got motherfucking Albanian spies and shit trying to hack into your account.
I forgot about that already.
And sell two small sweaters in large size.
Yeah, them motherfuckers ain't gonna fit me. So I have a follow up. I have a follow up for that, by the way. I have a follow up for that guy who tried to hack into my account. So one order shipped out of the 43 items that fucker ordered. One order shipped, and I emailed the guy, and I told him, I was like, "Hey man, my bank's like they're already on this. They're refunding my money." So you're shit out of luck, essentially. Like, I don't know why you thought this was a good idea to send this out in the first place. He responded, "Well, who's going to pay me my money?" Nobody, bitch. You out $43. And he's like, "But I don't understand." Clearly, you don't understand. You are not getting your money. I don't know why you thought it was a good idea. So a guy emails you because you own a shop online, and he says, "Hey, I know this name says something else in Texas, but I want you to ship it to this guy in Albania." And you say to yourself, "That's a good fucking idea. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that." And then the guy who owns the account emails you and said, "Hey, this is fraud," and you still ship it. That's on you, bitch. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You shit out of luck. Charge that shit off on your taxes as a loss. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, bro, I'm serious, man. Good job, Liam Nielsen. You the goddamn nigga from Taken on Exit. Goddamn Equalizer.
I'm going to fly out there and kick that dude in the dick.
Bitch, I'm going to find you, bitch, for trying to steal $32.786 from me.
I found that motherfucker, too.
Come on, man. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Shout out to Mike Pony.
Yes.
And all you motherfuckers out here driving them trucks and shit, y'all be careful. I don't know why that's just throw that in there.
It's true.
Fuck it.
Shout out to Dewey Venom. He's talking about Mario Kart Mobile. He loves it. I want to try it. I ain't tried it yet.
You want to read his shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Before you read his shit, let me acknowledge. I forgot who the fuck it is and where the fuck it was. But I talked about Ghost Recon, and I think I made a reference to, like, it kind of feeling a little bit like an amalgamation of a bunch of things that made you shit and throw up at the same time. That was my personal little small experience with the beta. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I was a little bit too hardcore, but there's a very good in-depth review of about 50 hours of gameplay locked up somewhere in our group or our page on Facebook. And it does break down a different perspective, which we always appreciate. This is a great show.
But...
this is a lot of fun. What's a good sale on PSN, and Xbox got 40% up on sales and Game Pass.
What you were saying, though, that guy, he posted the thing about Ghost Recon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's played it a lot, and he pointed out that he's actually really enjoying his time with it. And he likes it better than Wildlands. So, and I know some people really fucked with Wildlands a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I could see why. Like, I played it, the Predator shit was cool, but I wanted to like it more than I did and find more time, but I was playing some other shit. So maybe I just didn't give it enough time, you know?
And to be fair to him, we searched through the Facebook page and we couldn't find it this morning because we were going to read it out loud. But look, okay, as somebody who has not played a Ghost Recon game since the very first one, where's a good jumping off point? That's what I want to know. I want to know, like, where's a good place to start if I wanted to give that series a shot?
A bridge?
Like, I don't want to spend $59.99 to start this game. But if I were to go back on Steam or somewhere else and want to play it, I want to know from the tribe where's a good place to start with that. I really do. Because I haven't played any of those games since the very first one. And what turned me off of the first game was that the gun wasn't visible. Like, it was a first-person shooter, but the gun wasn't visible. And that drove me crazy. The UI was just not there for me. So that's the reason why I never came back to that series. So I kind of want to know. I've heard some comparisons to The Division with Ghost Recon. Like, The Division's supposed to be... I need to go back and play those, too. I mean, I think it was what? Matthew Tango was really hard on The Division 2 for a long time. Like, quite a bit.
And I still, like, I want to go back and teeter with The Division 2. I loved The Division 1. Not The Dark Zone. I'm on record saying that a thousand times. That was one of the worst experiences I had in, like, multiplayer experiences. But Division 1, when everybody was shitting on it, I dug. And I dig Division 2. I just, for whatever reason, couldn't get into that gaming groove with it. Maybe I was in the shitty games this year. But Ghost Recon, that's what I'm saying about the beta. When I played the beta of Ghost Recon, it had some good... I mean, I could see where someone can have fun with it. I'm not... Don't get me wrong. But I also can see why people, you know, critique it. Like, it's too... Like, with the bugs that I experienced, I don't even feel like going through that whole thing.
Yeah.
And if you played this type of game with them already, then, I mean, honestly, I'd probably refer people with my limited run on Division 2 to just... play Division 2 if you wanted to have a jump off point. If you really want to have a jump, you might be able to go to Division 1 and run through that with all the fixes that they've had over the years and start there for like a real cheap experience. I think that would, I don't know, maybe, but that's just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to just talk about pound for pound game though, like playing Wildlands and the options that can come from that, like if you want a type of game like that, I'd rather, if I had that type of time to play that type of game, I might go to like the Just Cause series. I like it to be more a little bit either divisionist, or if you're going to go crazy with it to where you can jump over bridges and everything and do all kinds of crazy shit with physics with motorbikes and such, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I'd rather play like GTA or go all the way with it and play some shit like Just Cause. And it felt like with the beta with Ghost Recon with this one. And I could be completely wrong, because honestly, you probably should spend 50 hours with it if you want to spend 50 hours with it, and I can see where you can find fun in it. But just the initial reaction, it was just like, okay, for the time that I have, because I ain't even able to play games as much as the games that I really be down to play as much as I like. So, okay, do I even have time to invest in this to even do a proper review? And the initial thing was like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like Borderlands 3, same thing, like same opportunity to me.
Yeah.
Same levels of like just initial, like skip the tutorial. Like, I don't have time for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Borderlands 3, though, is like, I can unequivocally, like, say, play that fucking game. That's a fun, great game. Ghost Recon, and I mean, but I also played the full game. It wasn't a beta. So, like, I'll talk all that shit, but I will probably go back just like I did with Wildlands. Same thing I did with Wildlands. I'll wait until they fix whatever they fix and patch whatever they patch. And then I'll come back and find the fun in that game at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
My bad on going on that unexpected long tangent.
Nah,
I wasn't
really
expecting that.
That was good, because, I mean, I thought about this the other night, too, because I was sitting there and I was like, I really want to get back into Iceborne, the Monster Hunter expansion. But I was sitting here going, like, okay, I don't have a lot of time during the week. And then on Friday nights when I'm tired, I don't want to sit there on, like, a 40-minute hunt. Like, I just sit there and, like, last night, me and Bob, we got on Apex Legends, and we played from, like, 10:30 at night until 3:30 in the morning. And, like, that's what we did. And because...
Shout out to Bootyist Bob, man.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. I really do be wearing my Bootyist as my religion t-shirt.
We invited you last night when we started, too.
I was probably fucking listening to the new song by Fabulous called Choosy. Choosy. Oh, yeah, you did call.
Yeah. I meant to call you last night too, because I was in that movie.
I was doing something else.
You hit a good point though, because I wanted to talk about this at some point in the future. Like, I think this would be a good show for the future, not right now, but like, what's the line of when a game goes into insane? Like, what's the crossover point where it's too crazy? Like, you have something like Saints Row, right? Saints Row 3, alright, but then you get to Saints Row 4 and it was just too much. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What's that line in the sand? However, this is more of a call out to the tribe.
See, the Saints Row shit, though, man, I just felt like you had a better product. I don't knock Saints Row fans, but I'm like, if I got time, I'm going to just play GTA.
Yeah.
Like, Saints Row, that's an example. You're right. Like, yeah.
Like, where is it too real and where is it too, like, where is it too comic-y? Like, where does it get too off the rails?
I think when you start, like, using huge dildos as weapons, you might have took it a little bit to the...
The giant purple dildo.
I mean, but I can't knock motherfuckers that like to do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
This is how I knew I'd always die. Falling from the sky without a parachute, being chased by a purple dildo. If you know that reference, email us. That's a deep reference. That's a very deep reference to a Will Ferrell thing. I'll give you a clue. It's a Will Ferrell thing.
So, is it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. In a movie that was underseen. So it's a Will reference. Will Ferrell movie from... We have Ferrell. It's Will Ferrell. Let's wrap this up.
Somebody hit the rapid. We weren't even supposed to do this long.
No.
Where we at?
We're at like 22 minutes. We're all right. We're wrapping this up now. Real quick, before we go, I did want to say a couple things. Dewey does say about Mario Kart. He says Mario Kart Tour is the best on mobile, is the best Mario Kart game. He says, yes, I understand it has microtransactions, but what mobile game doesn't? You do not have to spend a penny to win. You can get shit without spending money. I've subscribed to it to get a couple extra rewards when I earn gifts, but the extra rewards are not game-breaking. I've been glued to it on my phone since it came out. Yes, you are racing on the same tracks a lot of the time, but they changed them up by adding more ramps, racing backwards, or moving the finish line to a different spot. Giving the tracks all the variations makes this the best Mario Kart game in my eyes and well-deserving of my few bucks a month subscribe to it. Great job, Nintendo. Shut up and take my money. So that is his review of the Mario Kart mobile game. So we'll get that out there, and I'm going to probably try that later. Here's the other thing that I want to solicit from the tribe directly. Your show ideas. What do you want me and Todd to talk about? We're putting this back on the tribe for a little bit.
Here's the idea too, Caligula. I might not give a fuck about what you want us to do, but I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yes.
Because at the end of the day, we're going to talk about whatever the fuck.
We want. Yes.
That's how that works. But I did want to give another, since this is the most random of randoms, I always shout out to the little sister, the bloodline. She already know what time it is. Salute to that. And if you go to LOUCBD, check them out, put STTPOD in the coupon place. Get a sale. Try that out if you looking for some shit like that, for real. Like that's something, especially at this time, is a reason why I'm putting that out there. I don't have to. It's not even that crucial. It's not even about, you know, anything other than, for real, get you a discount on that. Shout out. Oh yeah, dude, Andrew got another triple shebanga bang shout out this weekend, man. Thanks for getting that hoodie. That shit is dope.
I actually gotta
get my own fucking hoodie. That's some crazy shit. So thanks for leading the way, leaders. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to T-Public too, fucking with them this October. There's some cool shit there, you know, whatever. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the last thing I'm going to waste on shit like that. But, I mean, that actually comes from a real place for real reasons other than all that other kind of shit. You know what I'm talking about? Fight Club and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, that's all I had to say. Shout out to the Booties. Last thing I had to say.
Yes. And then last couple things for me. We talked about doing giveaways last week. We're doing them next week.
We just keep on kicking the can, man.
We're sorry. It's been a busy week. It's been crazy.
We love y'all, man. For real.
And also, get on Apex with us on PlayStation 4. Look up Booty's Bobby's on there, because we've been playing Apex and we've been getting some wins. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're gonna probably see me on 2K building up my player by myself in my career. You know what I'm saying? Or doing some other shit. You might not see me on. I might actually get on Call of Duty Mobile. All right, man. I mean, we'll try to do better. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all who listen, for real. You
know, the disaster of a podcast episode. Welcome to this show.
Welcome. Good luck to you podcasters out there.
Yes. All right, people. You know where to find us. SkipTheTutorialPodcast@gmail.com, Facebook.com/SkipTheTutorialPod, Twitter @STT_pod, or Instagram.com/SkipTheTutorialPod. As we always say before we sign off, until next time, stay humble.
everyone. This is Rob and Jay from the Classic Gaming Podcast. We play and talk about old school video games on our podcast. I know you probably couldn't have guessed that from the name of it, but as for me, I tend to prefer the good old point-and-click adventure game genre. I also like strategy games. I play a lot of a wide variety of stuff. As for Jay?
Yeah, I'm really partial to RPGs and RTSs, so things like Final Fantasy Tactics and Chrono Trigger to that of StarCraft or Age of Empires. Generally, with the podcast, we try to stay on topic, but we usually end up going off on super, super far tangents.
Give us a listen over at the HP Video Game Podcast Network. You can also find us at classicgamingpodcast.com, and we hope you check us out.